As if my life needed more drama. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I have a rare disease. It makes my life complicated. I have to go to the hospital a lot. I have to do blood tests. I'm starting an injection program. It's very complex. 1 in 10,000 people get this disease. It's called phenylketonuria. Well, as if I didn't have enough drama already, this weekend, I was fired. Now, my employer can say whatever he wants. His choice of words, because, you know, he doesn't want to break any laws, and at the same time, he doesn't want to pay any unemployment. So the reasoning was, it's not going to work out. There's an attendance issue. Now, here are some other things I'm dealing with besides phenylketonuria, which, by the way, side note, harassed about on a almost daily basis by all of my coworkers except two. You know, what kind of rare disease do you have today? You go to the hospital more in a month than most people go in a year, and on and on and on and on it goes. Things you would never say to somebody that, you know, had a visually confirmable mental disorder. So I have degenerative disc disease. I have plantar fasciitis. I get to the point where the pain becomes unbearable, and I have to go see a doctor for an injection. I have to go get painkillers, something, so that I can live my life somewhere within the realm of normalcy. Which means there are times where I go into work late because I'm just not going to work a 9-hour shift in agonizing pain. Sorry, I know you would do that right away because you're Superman with that fake machismo, but I'm not that person. If I'm in pain, I'm getting it taken care of. I have a paper trail for every doctor's visit I have. All of them. Didn't matter. As far as my phenylketonuria and the way that impairs certain functions of the brain, social interaction is awkward, short-term memory loss, there's a whole litany. I'd have to go pull the sheet because I don't even know what it all is. But it makes you stand out in a crowd. And the bottom line is, at the end of the day, the manager just didn't want to deal with it. Now, Indiana, people are like, well, you know, they can't do that. The problem is Indiana is a no-fault state. Whatever Republican pile of filth that thought that was a good idea ought to be hit in the head with a shovel repeatedly. Like, yeah, they could just fire you because your eyes are blue. That sounds like a good idea on paper. This is why I hate Republicans. You ever see a Democrat coming out with crap like that? And believe me, I'm no fan of the Democrats. In fact, I think what's going on with the Democrats right now for the 2020 election is an absolute dumpster fire. Some of the people they have running have got to be just for comic relief. But Republicans are the ones that come out with, what if we just, make it so business can fire whoever they want. Literally, for any reason. Now, there's certain things they still can't do because there are federal laws about it. So they just find a loophole or word carefully what it is they're doing. Attendance issue. Well, I'm sorry to say that I may have been born in the morning, but it wasn't this morning. And I can see right through the lies and the bullcrap. 43 years old. The manager in question is 37. I've got just a little bit of world experience on him. Not much. But it would seem that people still try to pull this crap and pretend like, look, you know, you're just, this is what it came down to. You're just not reliable. You call out a lot. You don't work 5 days. You're supposed to be on a 40-hour schedule, and it's just not going to work. Because, you know, the reason that we're actually doing this is, look, you've got a lot wrong with you, and we just can't deal with it. You can't fire somebody for that reason. So you automatically backtrack to attendance record. First time I've ever heard that one. I've heard a lot of crap. That's the first time I've been told attendance record. Now, the last 2 years, things have gotten difficult. Sciatica, degenerative disc disease, plantar fasciitis. Chronic pain runs through my family like a pack of wild dogs. Anybody that treats people with a chronic pain condition like they're a hypochondriac, there's no T in that word, hypochondriac, is a pile of swill. Okay, using that blasé attitude and calling somebody a hypochondriac when you haven't walked a mile in their shoes in general, you're just a crappy person. Now, I understand businesses are here to make money. I understand that businesses have a bottom line and they have, overhead and all that stuff and blah, 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 good for you. But at what point as Americans did we stop feeling empathy? At what point did somebody else's pain just become a big joke? At what point was it okay to just assume that anybody that visits the doctor more than twice a year, tops, is faking everything? Because for the last 6 months, that's what I've endured. It couldn't, you know, nobody ever said directly, you're faking it. But the implication could not have been more obvious. The harassment, the taunting, what problem do you have today, Vince? Not funny, not amusing, and not cool. Now here's the part where the rubber meets the road. I have an attorney. I've had an attorney since before I started this job. And believe you me, he will be called. Because while I'm well aware that the wording that was used to terminate me was keeps their butt out of the fire, they didn't cover all their bases. And this isn't about revenge, because revenge just makes you thirsty for more revenge. It has absolutely no purpose. People that are about revenge are very small-minded. This is what I consider a teaching moment. If people will not come to the conclusion that they need to feel empathy, then perhaps they need the adult equivalent of a spanking. Okay, fine. You don't want to feel empathy. You want to assume I'm a liar. Cool. Not a problem. We'll just take care of this through legal means. Now, what do I expect? I expect there to be awareness. There are people out there that are dealing with things that you can't see just by looking at them. Not everybody has mental retardation. Not everybody has Down syndrome. But there are people walking around that are dealing with mental disabilities that make life equally as difficult in its own way. And for you to blow it off, for you to sit there and say, oh yeah, he's just dead, he's full of crap. I know what kind of conversations went on behind my back. I'm not stupid. Everybody pretends like that doesn't happen. I was aware of it every day. All right? People gossip. People kick you around when you're not around. And I know that all goes on. Because if they're picking on me to my face, what they're saying behind my back is just way worse. I recently went to one of those oddball grocery stores, the kind that has products you didn't even know existed. Like, for instance, Cincinnati, Ohio has Jungle Gyms. And before I went to Jungle Gyms, I did not know there was a flower made from ground up crickets. I see my tarantula here is licking her chops now. What? Ground up crickets? Yes. You can buy flour to bake bread, you know, bread, sandwich bread, bread, butter, bread, we need the recipe for bread.
And you can apparently make it with ground up cricket. Well, I was in a store kind of similar to that. And this particular store, the owner must have been just out of his mind for pork rinds. Because I've never seen so many choices for pork rinds. I mean, they're holy cow. You know, sour cream and onion, ranch, nacho cheese, liver and onions and a béarnaise. Okay, maybe not. Dill pickle. Yes, dill pickle. Chocolate and something. I don't know. What was that? That was chocolate. Oh, chocolate and mayonnaise. I don't know. It was terrible. But there had to have been 10 to 15 flavors. Easily. I'm standing there, I'm like, oh my gosh. I don't even know anybody that actually eats pork rinds. I've never actually seen somebody nursing a bag of pork rinds and snarfing on them. Never mind people that are so enthusiastic about the deep fried pork skin treat, if that's what you can friggin' call it, that they want 10 to 15 different flavors. But just one person, show me one person actually eating pork rinds. Just one. You know, you don't have to go and dig up a football stadium full of people nursing a bag of pork rinds. I don't need to see that. Just one. I've never been in a store with a friend and he's like, you know what I got to get is the pork rinds. It's never happened. No, I get it, because my dad, when I was growing up, we would have chicken or turkey, and he would take some of the extra skin and he would cook it until it was crispy. Delicious, but that's homemade. These things, they claim they're coming from a pig, but who knows? It could be guinea pig. We don't know. We're not there when the manufacturing of these snacks is actually going on. And so, you know, I think everybody's seen the just regular pork rinds, and then there's the barbecue. And now, of course, everything comes in flaming hot, including ice cream and underpants, because we've lost our minds for the flaming hot. Can we stop at the flaming hot, by the way? I walk through places like Walmart, Kroger. I hear conversations about flaming hot, and I just want to deck somebody. Do you realize that what you're eating tastes like hot dirt? It's not even good. It's just, look, hey, if you're going to be like that, grow a pair and get yourself a scorpion chili. Yeah, see, no, we don't want to do that. We want hot and we want to sweat a little bit, but we don't want to man up and belly up to the bar and really go to town. No, 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 no. Flaming hot Cheetos. Yes, flaming hot potato chips. Okay, flaming hot Doritos. All right, stop. Flaming hot ice cream? No. What about flaming hot trout? No and no. Flaming hot pre-prepared shrimp snacks. All right, now you're just getting silly because that sounds like something China would come up with. Oh, this just in. Yes. China has flaming hot shrimp snacks. Ugh. So, of course, we're going to have flaming hot pork rinds. Why the hell not? I mean, if you're going to be senseless, take it to the max. So, pork rinds, I just want to see one person. Now, there are odd snacks out there that people like, and I'm fine with that. There are people out there that eat bugs. Like, oh, yeah, it's a salted bug. It's like a sea salt bug. Listen, if you can get around the little legs and antenna in your mouth, you're a better person than I am. I just can't. Yeah, and there's ones you can eat while they're still living. Okay, no. But at least those people are, you know, like, they're not trying to be macho, and most of the time don't even talk about it. But the flaming hot crowd, no, they got to tell everybody. They got to stop in the middle of Kroger, in the middle of the aisle I'm trying to go down, So they can discuss, yeah, we got to go over 2 aisles, get some Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Flamin' Hot Doritos. I think they got them Flamin' Hot pancakes in the freezer section. Just stop. I know, guys, they think they're macho when they talk about crap like that. Yeah, I just got some of that Flamin' Hot fish sticks. It's overdone. Flamin' Hot pork rinds. Oh, those are delicious. Bull crap. Flaming Hot doesn't have a flavor. It has a temperature. Hot! I'm okay. I'm all right. Completely derailed on my pork rind rant with Flaming Hot. Because I'm so tired of Flaming Hot. It started with one company, Cheetos. And then Andy Cap, the fries, the hot fries. And now everybody has got some kind of variation of blow your face off hot. Listen, let me just make this easy for you. Being a spice maniac does not make you a food aficionado. It does make you possibly mildly brain damaged, and you've pretty much destroyed the lining of your stomach. And, yeah, so, on that upper or lower GI that you're supposed to be having but won't because you're a man and nothing's wrong. And I gotta say, by the way, if there is toxic masculinity, it's that. Guys that won't go to the doctor unless they're bleeding from both eyeballs at the time. And the Flaming Hot. I got some Flaming Hot donuts. All right, stop.
The young may develop the marauding habits of the underworld. Today, Americans of every age are in need of an essential part of community life.
The Vince Wild Show.